I'm Jenny Mullen, and Third Wheel is an absolute must-listen this week with none other than Heather and Terry Dubrow.
I remember my mom saying when I got into med school, she goes, oh, girls are really going to like you now. And it wasn't really true. And
oh, then
I got into general surgery program. She goes, oh, girls love surgeons. It wasn't really true. And then she
said to me,
when I got into plastic surgery at UCLA, she goes, oh, girls love plastic surgery. And finally, it was true.
So listen to and follow Third Wheel with me, Jenny Mullen, on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Podcast One, and wherever you listen to podcasts.
Well, I'm going to tell you a little bit about an expert in psychopathy who I spoke to who's been studying Putin for years and what that could mean for all of us. And we talked to a caller who has been making some observations about suicide.
First, there's Geico. Would you love to save some money on your insurance? Of course you would. Who wouldn't? And that's where Geico comes in. They can insure your car, truck, motorcycle, boat, RV, even your homeowners or condos, renters coverage as well. Save more with special discounts when you bundle the coverages. And it's easy to use. They have a mobile app, 24/7 roadside assistance, and well, the switch to Geico becomes a no-brainer. Switch today. See just how much you could save. Simply go to geico.com, get a rate quote, or contact your local agent.
Recorded live at Corolla One Studios with Adam Carolla and board-certified physician and addiction medicine specialist, Dr. Drew Pinsky. You're listening to The Adam and Dr. Drew Show.
Yeah, get it on. Got to get on the show. We're going to mandate. Get it on. Dr. Drew's what's going on there, Drewski?
I talked to a guy. Well, you may know this guy. I think you may have interviewed him, James Fallon. He's a really interesting dude. He's a neuroscientist, a UC Irvine professor in multiple disciplines. Does a lot of brain research. And he's that guy that found out he himself is a psychopath while he was doing psychopathic research.
Remember that guy.
And I got to interview him yesterday because he's been studying Putin for the last like 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't realize it was going to become so relevant until just now.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things I find interesting that he told me, he said, you know, I'm doing interviews all day, every day. European press, constant, major outlets in Europe and Asia. I was the only U.S. outlet that asked to speak to him. Isn't that weird?
Yeah,
you would think they'd be all over it. I don't know, but I don't know. So, in any event, he's an expert in psychopathy, and his story essentially is he was doing research on Alzheimer's, and he at the same time was doing some psychopathic had a bunch of murderers and psychopaths that was doing their brain scans as well, and he needed to get some controls for his Alzheimer's study on his functional MRI scans. And so he brought in his family and he went in the scanner and his controls were sitting on his desk one day and he started going through them to just kind of go over them.
Control group,
the ones without Alzheimer's. And he came upon this one scan that was absolutely characteristic of, you know, the murdering psychopaths he's been studying. And he called out to his research assistants and he said, yeah, funny. Ha ha. You tried to put one of the psychopaths in here, tried to slip it past me. And they went, no, we didn't do that. And so he unblinded who the control person was that had this psychopathic scan, and it was his.
Mm.
And so that's how he learned he was a psychopath. And he was in denial about it for quite some time before before his family actually told him what an asshole he was, that he realized there was something to it.
Really? That's interesting.
Yeah, it's a great story. And in any event, he has gotten fascinated with psychopaths and he feels like he has some special insight into it because he's, you know, been one of them. And to be fair, psychopathy can be compensated, right? You can be a pro-social psychopath. You can have these sort of deficiencies in your ability to care about other people in certain circumstances, or, you know, he said to me, he goes, you know, I kind of get I'll torture people and think it's fun. Like I emotionally torture my family members and think it's hysterical.
Mm-hmm.
And his family go, that's not fun. You're fucking with us. That's not okay. And he didn't understand it, but he could adjust to it. He could, you know, take the information and be motivated to adjust to it. When people with this kind of brain have severe childhood trauma or abandonment, in fact, childhood abandonment being the number one thing, then they end up more problematic. That's where you see the dictators and the murderers and stuff. And so he did a big study on dictators And he found that they all had these certain traits, just the ones you'd imagine, and that Putin fit this profile. Now, you could argue that he's just sort of Machiavellian and he's just sort of studying artificial intelligence and just doing what it tells him and it's just very cutthroat. But that itself is sort of psychopathic. But what I found interesting in the conversation I had with him is that he felt that he had become more recently sort of an unregulated psychopath. Like something – he's been looking at him for like the last 8 years and he noticed in the last year something shifted where he used to be very contained and almost sort of aloof and almost cold-blooded in how he did stuff. Now he's sort of – he's getting to be like Joe Biden, like where he yells at people and he acts out and he's – and he actually was comparing him – again, this guy's a neuroscience expert. He was comparing him to what's happening to Biden where Biden would never like pick on underlings and things. And now he's, oh, dude, come on, man. He's picking on people beneath him, which is sort of a – it's a weird impulse. It's a weird
– well, what I – let's drill down.
Yeah.
When somebody says to well-regulated people or mature people or whatever, evolved people – hey, listen, you can't – now, you have to wait and hear what they're saying. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because maybe you parked in their parking spot or maybe you went to bed last night with the garage door open,
yeah,
you know, or whatever, when your wife or coworker or whomever, or you're out in traffic and some, you know, you have to kind of go, well, let me hear this out. Now, my default wiring is going to be to sort of defend what I did, you know?
Yep.
But I shall listen.
Yes.
When it's not regulated very well, you just feel the, hey, let me tell you. And then you go, hey, yeah, tell you what to do, bub.
Yeah.
You know? And so Biden is not very well regulated now. So
yes,
when people go, what do you have to say about shutting down? Hey, you know what I mean? He just feels it's coming. But unfortunately, if you're a leader of a business or a household or a country, you have to hear what the question is, not push back on this person is disagreeing with me. Well, they may have a point.
What I found also, well, even the most – perhaps the most deeply unsettling thing this guy told me, he goes, look, I'm a psychopath. And he goes, and I'm an expert in Alzheimer's. Mm-hmm. So he did Alzheimer's research for years. He goes – I look at that guy, Biden, and he goes, he's at least minimal cognitive change progressing, and that's red meat for a psychopath.
Mm.
And I thought, oh, Jesus.
Red meat for Putin.
Because he not only did Dr. Fallon say, as somebody who studied psychopaths, I know that that's the kind of stuff that they would really just try to destroy because they see it as weakness. He goes, I can tell you I'm a psychopath and I see it that way. You know,
yeah,
that I can feel, I understand it because that's my brain. And I thought, oh, Jesus.
Well, you know, if you're a predator and there's a gazelle with a wounded leg, you go in.
It looks like a certain thing to you. It looks like
it
something you want to pounce on that. Yeah, yeah.
If you're a predator.
If you're a predator.
If you're not,
that's
you
exactly
know.
Exactly right.
If you're – you know, an elephant, you're eating plants all day, then you're not,
it was really
look like time to pounce.
It was really interesting. I had a Restream chat on while this guy was talking and people were like, you're a partisan. You're a QAnon. You're just setting an agenda. And so I asked the guy, I go, what do you say to people that say that? And he goes, I don't care. I'm not right or left because I've never voted for a Republican. I'm just telling you, I'm an Alzheimer's expert. I'm a psychopath. I'm just telling you the facts.
Mm-hmm.
And it was very chilling. It was very chilling. But the other part he talked about was Putin's dysregulation, not just Biden's dysregulation. And he felt that Putin's dysregulation was particularly disturbing because he again, was a more contained sort of psychopathic, systematic guy. And the things that cause the kind of dysregulation of a psychopath that he's saying is medication, a medical problem, dementias, you know, neurobiological problems. And he's really, you know, and when you look at Putin now, he has, if you notice his face has gotten very round, like really show some, can you show some,
yeah,
Gary, some early Putin and some late recent picture of Putin sort of face on,
yeah,
if you can. No?
No, it's fine. His face got rounder.
Well, that you don't get that way. There's only two ways you get that way. And one is corticosteroids,
mm-hmm,
you know, anti-inflammatory steroids, dexedrine, prednisone, that kind of stuff. And that can be given for a lot of things, but certain cancers get you given for that, certain neurological conditions for that. Or alcohol. Alcohol will give you a moon face, round face. And people go, oh, maybe it's just eating a lot. Like, maybe, but you don't get that round thing that, that he seems to have right now. So it's all very, you know, with the guy with that's impulsive and Machiavellian and with a nuclear weapon, it's like, ugh. Really, it's just very unsettling. A little bit. He kinda, even he's gotten more so. That picture is a couple a year old. We need us like a really
I mean, the problem is you go back 15 years and people put on a little weight.
Right, but I'm saying in the last 6 months or so, you look at him, it's just like, ooh, that's different. Now, maybe it's the stress or whatever. I don't know. You know, this is – look, I'm not saying I know what this is. This is highly ridiculously speculative. But having spoken to an expert a couple of days ago on this topic, it was unsettling. It was unsettling.
All right, let's talk to Steve, 58, from Oregon. Steve?
Hey, yeah. I'm just curious because mental health seems to be going backwards in this country than it was 30 years ago. And I personally, in my life, know more people that have died from suicide, including my son recently in November, disabled veteran, than cancer, diabetes, obesity, or anything else other than old age. And I can take my answer off the air.
Well, no.
You guys also helped me in recovery 20 years ago, and I've been sober ever since.
Oh,
thank you.
Congratulations, man. It's a big deal. Stay with us. Stay with us. And I'm so sorry about son. And, you know, it's so awful that he has to, you know, somebody who gives service then has to suffer the consequence. Suicide actually went down during the pandemic, but I'm seeing a lot of it all of a sudden, which is what I predicted. I thought the reason it went down during the pandemic, because I was seeing so much depression and anxiety, it went down because everybody was on top of each other. There was no way to break away to commit a suicide. You know what I mean? And when we're starting to move around again, I thought, oh, yeah, we're going to see – here comes the suicide. And that's – I've not seen data yet to support this, but it feels like that's what's happening. And that's what you're saying, Steve, right?
Yes.
Has it all been sort of since,
across the board.
Since the summer, most of it you're talking about?
Yeah,
that's what I think. That's what I think. Since people started like going, fuck you, we're moving out, they also started saying that I can't take any more of this.
Thanks, Steve.
And it's happening to younger kids too.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
Really heartbreaking.
Yeah.
Suicide is actually – death of suicide for like a 9-year-old is actually more likely than COVID.
Oh. Yeah. Well, COVID's non-existent.
It's non-existent, yeah.
Here's a concept.
Or twice as likely or something.
Here's a concept.
Yeah.
You ready?
Yeah.
You ready?
Dig.
When I'm always talking about sort of the mental health of the people that are in the tangible world, you know?
Yes.
And they.
Working with their hands.
Yeah, they're building, they're making things, putting things together. They're just sort of out there, you know? And you know, they're working on a transmission now, but they would have been working on a cartwheel back in the day or a lumber mill or something. You know, they're just doing something, a farm, right? They're just doing something. Well, when that's what you do, you then have a place in the tangible world.
Yeah.
When you play video games all day and you Grubhub and watch the big screen and stare at your phone and all that kind of stuff, you're alive, but you're sort of in a virtual place, not in a who the fuck's going to finish building that barn tomorrow if I kill myself.
Mm-hmm.
You're in a digital space.
An unreal space.
An unreal space.
Yeah.
And death doesn't feel as big a departure from that space as it does from the I work at a logging camp.
It's interesting.
That's you physically like if you said, you know, if you said to me when I was, 23, you want to kill yourself, I'd go, I got to finish framing that guy's garage in Silver Lake.
Mm-hmm.
Like physically, who's going to finish it? Now, it wouldn't be quite that naive, but that would what it feel like to me, you know?
Yep.
Who am I giving my truck to? What about all my tools? You know what I mean? Like that's how it would have felt.
Yeah.
Physical. You know what I mean?
As opposed to turning off the machine.
Just looking at porn on the internet all day and ordering Grubhub, I'm sort of floating in an ether
zero gravity.
That is kind of what is death? It's sort of an extension of this.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Let me flip it on its head and say it's not because it's so close to a death, it's not really living. And so giving life meaning, you know, you're sort of devoid of that.
Yeah, you're kind of – suicide is taking half a life.
You're not living, and people need to live. That's what bothered me so much about the lockdowns and stuff. People need to be in the world. Not being in the world is the same thing as death.
I'm trying to think like
– Right. How is not being in the world different than death?
Yeah, it's the ultimate not being
in the world. That's right. All it is. It's the same thing.
Yeah. It's like I don't – you know
– Profound, man.
Well, you know.
Dig.
Well, it's like I feel like more poets kill themselves than carpenters.
Certainly more poets drink. Well, maybe not. I don't know.
Yeah, I just
will drink themselves to death.
I just mean when you're living in a world of ideas,
yeah,
versus a tangible world.
Yeah,
I mean, look, it's all anecdotal, but the guys that work, you know, the real blue collar guys
in the world,
I don't hear about those guys committing suicide. You know, think about. You know, young teenage boys, you know, they commit suicide. The video games and internet porn, they're not out in the world.
It's not the kid racing, the drag racing on Saturday night. Those kids kill themselves, but not intentionally.
Right. Yeah. There's just something to it. All right.
Hey, man, I by the way, you know, when I was out at Mardi Gras, I was looking at people just behaving stupidly and drinking and stuff. My wife goes, look, they're living. And I thought, yep, they are. And that's good. Mm-hmm. And who am I to sit and sort of look sideways at the behavior? They're engaged. And that's better than what we've been doing for the last 2 years. Just works, everybody. Small business owners looking for an easier way to onboard and manage remote employees. Just works. Makes it easier for you to start, run, and grow a business. Let me tell you how. Employees can onboard themselves in minutes. You can give them access to natural, large group health insurance plans, handle payroll, PTO requests, all in one platform with a simple, intuitive online approach. Relieve some of the administrative work you hate. Ugh, this is what's hard about managing people running businesses, payroll, benefits, state-by-state employment and tax rules. Come on. They take care of it all at JustWorks. Plus, JustWorks expert 24/7 support for you and your team. No one manages it like JustWorks. Remote employees all across 50 states. It is JustWorks, right, Matt?
Find out how JustWorks can help your business by going to JustWorks.com. That's JustWorks.com for more info. JustWorks.com.
All right, quick break. Back with more right after this. All right, we got a question here. Yeah, suicide.
Interesting.
I mean, who's... You picture that 18-year-old, 19-year-old male who commits suicide. That dude ain't part of the mountain bike team.
Right.
He's not out there.
Right.
He's not feeling the gravity.
But the phrase that keeps ringing in my head as a result of this conversation is being in the world. In the world.
Yeah.
And being in the world means engaging with other people and doing something productive in the world.
Hey, Nate, 42, Indiana. Nate?
Yes. Yes. Yeah.
Hi, Guy.
Hi, Guy.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
He doesn't know what we're talking about.
What's going on?
Hey, big fan of your guys. And I don't want to sound like the hey, get off my lawn guy, but it kind of feels like we're living in an opposite world, you know?
Hell yeah. Mm-hmm. I've been saying that for a while.
Yeah, and I mean, just pendulums, you know, the pendulum's been swinging the left for quite a ways. Doesn't it have to start coming back the other way? And what is that going to look like? Or
It's a really good question. It's what I've been asking Adam for about 2 years. Like, when is this going to stop? When are we going to get sane again?
Well, you know, it's funny. The first I was watching Biden give his sort of presser or oil speech. And the first, it's like Look, here's what I believe. It's like, Drew, you do addiction medicine.
Yeah.
When you're trying to intervene on somebody who's drug addicted, their very first response is, this isn't what's happening. I'm not really – what you're saying isn't true.
Right.
At some point, there's a bottoming out and a going into rehab. Yeah. But the beginning is like, no, I don't. What do you do? I have a glass of wine with dinner. You know what I mean? It's like
Correct. That.
So
minimizing, justifying,
yeah,
all that stuff.
I was watching Biden's thing, and he's like, we're going to stop getting oil from Russia, and then we're going to import it from other places, not
like Venezuela and
Venezuela,
Iran.
Other fantastic places like
so
Iran.
Sick.
But let it be known that we are producing more oil than previous administration did in their first year, and we are a net exporter of energy and blah blah blah. And I'm like, okay, so we're creating more energy and we're exporting more energy. And
we
then where are we getting oil from?
Yeah. Like,
why are we going to Venezuela and Iran?
Yeah.
And as so that's the denial part.
Yeah.
That's the first part is fuck, I'm going to drink some mouthwash. I'm going to drink a cup of coffee. I'm going to try to tell people this isn't what's going on isn't going on.
Yeah.
That's the beginning part.
Yeah.
At a certain point when you bottom out, then it's time to go, fuck it. You know, we're fracking or whatever it is. But the first part is sort of bamboozled with bullshit.
Yeah.
I mean, his speech was basically saying that we're producing more than the previous administration and we are a net exporter.
He should just say we're going to stop exporting and we're going to keep it all home. Then we won't have to go to Venezuela and Iran. Why didn't he
Gary,
say that? Why didn't somebody ask that?
He gave that speech this morning at about 9 o'clock. It was a short little part when he was talking about importing and exporting, and also something kind of clever. He goes, "We're producing more energy than the prior administration did in their first year,"
right?
Which is okay. That was Trump trying to undo the Obama shit and ramping up.
Right.
I'm not interested in his first year. I'm interested in his last year before you took over.
Right.
That'd be a little more accurate way to do this.
That's right.
But
it'd be one thing if he said, give us a chance, we're going to ramp up. But he's never said that.
He's doing a weird double net exporter. We're stopping this. We're creating more. It's very
odd,
opaque and bizarre.
Well, should we be surprised?
No,
hey, I just like that his brain's working well enough to pull it off. I like that.
Well, he's just reading it. But yeah. Still pretty good. Yeah, we're listening to a lot of crazy people, and that's the problem.
Yeah.
All right. Gary will see if he can find that.
Working on it.
And we'll talk to Becky, who's 50, from Pennsylvania. Becky?
Yes, sir?
What's going on, Becky?
Explain the support of Trump. I don't understand why people like him.
Well, I think you can separate a politician as a human being from their policies, for instance. So Trump in 2018 was sitting with the United Nations and he was going, hey, Germany, you're getting all your oil from Russia now? You're going to be beholden to Russia. Don't do it. It's a bad plan. And then he could send out some insulting tweets. So I would go, I think he's on to something, telling the UN and telling Germany not to get all their energy from Russia. This is dangerous because then they're going to be able to hold this over you and then disagree with the tweet.
Right.
Don't you?
Hate the tweets.
Don't you think you could do that, Becky?
Fucking no. Excuse me for cussing, sir. Trump is a pathological, narcissistic psychopath. And you're supporting him. I don't understand. You didn't answer my question. Why do you support a Nazi agenda promoting suppressing right person who is destroying democracy, the whole world right now, because they've been over there. Who knows what secrets he's told that fucking dictator over there that he fucking loves. Excuse my language, sir.
But
you didn't answer my question.
If he, well, I think I did, but if he loves him so much, why is he telling Europe to not buy their oil?
Why do you like a psychopath?
Well, first off, I think you're using the word like in the wrong way.
Why do you support him?
And maybe even support. He moved the embassy in Israel to Jerusalem.
I don't give a fuck about Israel.
Is that good or bad? You know what I mean?
They support terrorism.
Oh, they do. Okay. They support terrorism.
The Palestine. Oh, God.
Yeah.
I'm not getting into foreign discussion with you. Can you just please tell me why people are so enamored with this person, this evil little person?
It's as mysterious to me as why people like you are so bent by him. Both mystify me.
Well, it's like and support. It's not. I don't like Trump. I don't support Trump. He has policies.
But people do like him, and I'm mystified by that. But I'm equally mystified by the Beckys. Both parts mystify me.
He had an energy policy that made us independent, and now we're not. So I like that independent
policy. Yeah.
Yes.
So you're basing
me and degrading me when you don't even know me.
What did I do?
I don't know.
I know I wasn't talking about you.
You called me the Becky.
Yeah, I said with people like I said people. Becky,
your show, Becky. And you going and doing the stand up thing and like listen, you know, it's sharpening your skills. I mean, your comedy. I even told you in a tweet that your comedy is exquisite. Now, and I told you this chick was a genius. Stop listening to you because you like Trump.
So Becky,
don't say you don't like him.
Okay. So let me again say, I said people like Becky. I didn't say the Beckys, or maybe I said the Beckys, but I'm talking people like Becky. Okay, people like Becky. Okay, like the Drews.
Hold on.
Whatever.
We'll play Becky. Gary, you can find a clip of Trump talking to the UN from 2018 about oil and energy, and we'll play it for Becky and see if it makes sense.
But wasn't that NATO?
NATO. What did I say?
But she
UN?
Brings up an interesting thing. NATO. I am so confused by the people that love him and the people that are like Becky. They get so spun by him. Both
are mysterious.
Because
our American values are at stake.
What's that?
All right.
Our values are at stake. These people are trying to turn us into oppressed nations. They like, look, they're taking away gay rights. They won't approve voting rights. What politician won't approve voting rights unless you're trying to suppress something?
So Donald Trump is not president right now. You're aware of that, right? He's not president and probably never going
to
be.
To me like I'm unaware of the current circumstances.
All right. Yeah, make sure we can agree on that.
Hey, Becky. I'll play a clip from 2018. This is Trump.
I'm not listening to it.
Oh, you're not? Okay. Well, this is Trump talking about. He's talking about energy. It's an issue now.
I don't care about what he said. He's a psychopath.
This is from 4 years ago. Well, we'll listen to it. You can listen on hold.
But Germany is totally controlled by Russia because they will be getting from 60 to 70% of their energy from Russia and a new pipeline. And you tell me if that's appropriate, because I think it's not. And I think it's a very bad thing for NATO.
NATO is an alliance of 29 nations, and there are sometimes differences and different views and also some disagreements. And the gas pipeline from Russia to Germany is one issue where allies disagree. But the strength of NATO is that despite these differences, we have always been able to unite around our core task to protect and defend each other, because we understand that we are stronger together than apart.
But Germany, as far as I'm concerned, is captive to Russia because it's getting so much of its energy from Russia. So we're supposed to protect Germany, but they're getting their energy from Russia. Explain that. And it can't be explained. You know that.
All right. Well, there's a policy. I would agree with that policy. I think history has been kind to that policy, which is now Germany's fucked up because they're getting their power from Russia and they don't want to enter the fray. Okay. Well, there's an example of a policy that I would agree with. Mm. Oh, Becky's gone. All right. We got...
But it's just so interesting to me that people get so spun out by
Well,
him.
Becky's a little nutty.
No,
but,
I understand, but yeah. But he does that to a lot of people.
Oh, absolutely.
And by the same token, there are people that just love him. And yeah. That's mystifying
Probably
to me,
both
too.
Narcissists. Here's Biden talking about what we're going to do with Russian oil. You tell me how this works.
We're banning all imports of Russian oil and gas and energy. That means Russian oil will no longer be acceptable at U.S. ports, and the American people will deal another powerful blow to Putin's war machine. This is a move that has strong bipartisan support in Congress and, I believe, in the country. Americans have rallied to support the Ukrainian people and made it clear we will not be part of subsidizing Putin's war.
Good.
We made this decision in close consultation with our allies and our partners around the world, particularly in Europe, because a united response to Putin's aggression has been my overriding focus, to keep all NATO and all of the EU and our allies totally united. We're moving forward this ban, understanding that many of our European allies and partners may not be in a position to join us.
Right.
The United States produces
power from
far
Russia,
more
right.
oil domestically than all the European countries combined. In fact, we're a net exporter of energy. So we can take this step when others cannot. But we're working closely with Europe and our partners to develop a long-term strategy to reduce their dependence on Russian energy as well. Our teams are actively discussing how to make this happen. And today, we remain united. We remain united in our purpose to keep pressure mounting on Putin and his war machine.
So we're a net exporter of energy.
Yeah.
So what do we need Russia for?
Well, he's saying, why are we buying Russian oil at all? Well, they're going to cut it off. It's always a, you know, we get it from lots of different sources.
Yeah.
Russia's one of them. We're going to cut that off. But why are we exporting at all is really the question. Why don't we just hold it back? Because there used to be laws against exporting oil in this
country. Yeah, there's another one in there, Gary, where he talks about we create more now than we did and stuff like that. But it still begs the question, why are we getting energy from Russia if we're energy independent a year ago? And then why are we exporting if we're cutting them off? And then he didn't mention where we're going to replace the Russian oil from.
Yeah.
No one wants to talk about that. Turns out countries that just create oil don't do anything. They're always bad.
Mm.
They're like kids that got left money versus kids that made their own business.
Right.
Japan is not bad. Japan doesn't have oil. They have to create shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They have to build cars.
Yeah.
There's no cars out of these countries.
Interesting.
They're not creators. Think about it.
Yeah.
It's interesting, right?
Yeah. Economy growth should be about creation.
Yeah. I mean, cars, you know, you think about OPEC nations, you think about Mexico. Think about these countries that are sitting on all this energy. Where's their cars? They make
or aircraft.
They make the fuel for the cars,
yep.
But none of them make the cars.
Yep.
It's kind of interesting, right?
It is.
I think it slows down your progress.
Yeah.
You're just getting it from the ground.
Yeah.
Japan's got to make cars and sell cars.
Yeah.
You got to get shit out from underneath. All
interesting.
Right. We will wrap it up at that. You can go to adamcarolla.com, coming to Austin, Texas, March 25th, 26th, and then May 6th and 7th, Indianapolis. Just go to adamcarolla.com for all the live shows. Drew, what do you got?
DrDrew.com for the podcast, After Dark, and streaming shows at DrDrew.tv.
So, till next time, Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying mahalo.
Watch Yellowstone for free on Pluto TV. All this weekend, Pluto TV is streaming a marathon of seasons 1 to 3 of Yellowstone, the show the rap calls a smash hit series. Pluto TV also has hundreds of channels and thousands of movies and TV shows like Mission Impossible 3, Gladiator, CSI, and more. Absolutely free. So download the free Pluto TV streaming app and watch Yellowstone seasons 1 to 3 free.